You into our home and let you get a glimpse into our family and our story and our journey over these years and what God's doing in our life. I'm Brooke, Renaud's wife. Some of you know me, some of you don't. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for inviting us into your home this Christmas season on this Sunday after Christmas.
Our story, as many of you have heard over the years, has certainly been one of a lot of messiness. And Brooke's experience of that, which you've missed out on some ways because you've heard from me, was in the middle of that mess.
10 years ago, we adopted 4 children. As you probably know, you've heard Renaud talk about it many, many times. But in those years, things were pretty crazy and pretty busy and required a lot of me in our home. And so I stepped away from a lot of the day-to-day things that I had been doing before to really focus on our family. So while Renaud got to stand on a stage and tell these stories that he could make sound really funny, the reality was it was just really, really hard. I went through a number of years of just wondering if we were gonna be okay, if we were gonna make it. It just felt like utter chaos. And craziness and crisis, and because there were so many children and so many humans with different personalities and different issues and different hard things in their story and their backgrounds, every day there was some sort of crisis. If it wasn't this person, it was this person, or it was me. And there were definitely days where Renaud would say, you know, in 6 months it's gonna be okay, you know, look what God's doing now. And I would just break down in tears, like, that's what you said 6 months ago.
Yep.
No.
Didn't go so well.
I can't. And then that became 3 years and 4 years and 5 years. And it felt like, how long can I do this? You know, obviously it affected our marriage, not to the point that we thought, oh, our marriage isn't going to make it, but just nights where we'd get into bed and I just didn't even want to say goodnight, I love you, because I was so tired, so wrecked, so many tears cried that day, so many times I yelled at this kid or hid in the closet because I just didn't want, just needed some quiet for a few minutes. And so it was really hard to have hope. And I would say for myself, I never really turned away from God during those years. I never thought God wasn't present or wasn't going to do something, but it was hard for me day to day to have hope and to imagine that it would be okay, that our family would turn out okay, that our kids would love Jesus and serve him and follow him, and that our marriage would be strong and thrive again. And so although 10 years in, it's not perfect, and we still have day-to-day things, and we're still a lot of very different people who clash often, it is amazing to see what God is doing and what he's done and how far he's brought us, and that I can say today that I can see. We're still in the tunnel for sure. We have our kids are age 23 down to 14. And so if you have teenagers, young adults, you know those years are hard years, but we're in the tunnel, but there's a light now as I see God working in their lives and just growing their faith, and which grows my faith as I see just what he's been up to.
Yeah, it's amazing. The seasons of the hardest times in our journey through this adoption, where Brooke's ability to find or see hope in the immediate, yes, an eternal hope, certainly, but here, in the here and now, was so distant that there were times for me where eventually even my optimism began to fail me, and I just found myself just kind of going, God, I know that you'll make things okay in the end, because in Revelation you say that, But how you're going to give us any hope that things are going to be okay here on this end, I can't even see anymore. And that has been a part of our journey and a part of how this story that unfolds before us has really begun to tie into the journey of Advent this year as we've walked through it. And so we wanted you to catch a glimpse of our children and their stories as they are currently unfolding. And we wanted you to understand some of what God has done in them and is doing through them, and some of the dreams God has birthed in them for their future that allows us as parents who at times in our journey felt hopeless, honestly, to step back and say, God is indeed.
And there was no peace.
And there was no, no peace and no joy.
When I was sleeping.
There you go. That God is indeed one that isn't just giving us hope for a future, peace in some future reality, joy in a future, but God is a God who is unfolding before us in the day-to-day a journey toward hope and a journey toward joy and a journey toward peace because of his incredible love. So we hope you enjoy hearing a little bit from our children and all that God is stirring in them because of the journey they've had to experience in the hard parts and the beautiful parts of our home.
Coming to America and growing up in this family has provided me with many opportunities, such as doing Sea Cadets, which is a program that I'm in, and it helps me, it furthers my knowledge of the Navy and of law enforcement. And since I was little, I've always wanted to do something in law enforcement, and I have had a great passion to join the FBI so that I can help people and crush injustice, because I know if I would have been put, if I would have stayed in Ethiopia, a lot of bad things would have happened to me. So I want to be a part of that and greatly help out people who are in turmoil.
So I'm currently a freshman in high school. I just finished my first half of a year, and I'm enjoying it right now. So my passion has always been soccer, but it's been hard to just get everywhere like I want to and do travel, but thanks to my siblings from Ethiopia bringing it into my life, I've been able to play at my house like almost every day, and now I'm able to play on the team at my school. And although it's not missions, I've been able to spread the gospel to people on my team, with people that maybe have not had the same background as me in a Christian family, growing up with that, and some even with harder backgrounds. In the future, I'm just hopeful that I'm able to do that and just share the gospel with others.
Growing up in a family that was called by God to a lot of big things, whether that be adopting four siblings or pastoring a large church, I often experienced that the little things could be missed or forgotten about. And so I have hope that as I continue to grow in my journey with Christ, that I learn to be more faithful in the little things, whether that be through my hobby of working on cars and the group of friends that I've built through that, and how I can be faithful to them and make an impact on their lives, or whether that be one day with my future family being present and faithful to them.
It is such an incredible thing to hear Cullen speak into not just the big things he wants to do, but how faithful he wants to be in the little things. And in a home that sometimes those little things were missed and it made it hard for our children, what a neat thing that even in some of our failures, sometimes God births a redemptive end. And now Cullen is faithful with his friends, faithful in his hobbies, faithful with his future family that he wants to be, and just wants to be a faithful follower of Jesus in every little thing. And how proud that makes us that it translates in that way into his life. We just couldn't be happier about how our kids are unfolding in this story.
So I'm currently in Palm Beach Atlantic University, and graduated from undergrad cultural anthropology, and now entering into Masters of International Development, and I want to integrate those two and to go go around the world and alleviate poverty with the sharing, with the hope of sharing the gospel in the midst of it. And that background comes from the family I grew up being in, just taught and seen, lived out, and just changing the world mindset.
Growing up in this family, and after the adoption and being a part of so many friends' lives that have walked through hard things, I always thought that I would end up working in counseling. And so I went to Liberty University and I got my degree in psychology. And through that journey, I realized that God was really putting me through that more for my own personal healing and growth. And so now out of college, God has really expanded my horizons to look at so many other options of ways I can live for Him. And so I'm moving to Dallas to work in the nonprofit world and to work with the church. I'm thinking about starting to substitute teach, but really I just want to use my gifting of speaking and storytelling to advocate for others who maybe don't have a voice and don't have the ability to have their story told. And so whatever career or field I end up in, I really just want to speak and share all that God has done in my life and help others.
Growing up in a family that has emphasized healthy living, I've discovered a passion for baking, which is not necessarily healthy, but learning to bake using fresh and organic ingredients has been important. I hope to one day own my own bakery because I've learned through starting a culinary club and Bible study at my school that the best way to reach people is through food. So I hope to one day in my own bakery reach an even wider range of people in a godly and positive way.
To listen to Hope share about her desires to open a bakery and cook and use some of the things that she's learned here in this home and all the years we cooked together and made things together. And so it's just exciting to realize that sometimes, even though you don't know if you're making a difference, you are.
I'm currently in a hair school. I've always done my sister's hair and friends and family as a hobby until this year that God has put in my heart that for the beauty industry and working with women, I have been really passionate about that, and I want to make a difference in that area. I also have a big passion for kids. And I'm currently working with kids and drawn into the kids that have hard background, and I want to make a difference in that area as well.
Growing up with a family that has changed the world and is continuing to change the world, I have had a lot of inspiration from my family to change the world as well. And right now, currently, I'm in high school, about to graduate, and moving forward, I'd like to study business in the hopes that I will use my skills in business to impact the world wherever I go. And God has gifted me a gift of running well, and that had afforded me to have scholarship, and I want to use running in the future to impact the world in the running world, whether that is coaching on the side or just being around the running community and just inspiring them to love God.
So as you've heard from our kids and you've seen what God is stirring and doing in them, you know, Brooke and I have this surge of pride in what God has done in our children, what He's doing in our children. To hear our kids go around the circle and have such unique and different dreams, some in business, some in baking, some in being faithful in small things, some in hobbies like running or building cars, some in stepping into law enforcement and bringing justice, some in elevating poverty and alleviating that, and some just wanting to be in mission and do hair. Like, I look around that room and I can't begin to express to you how how hopeless it felt at times during our journey that we would ever see what you just watched unfold in our living room. And yet, here we sit, watching it unfold. So as many of you have probably experienced with us over this Advent season, one of the things that God really laid on my heart as I prepared to preach through this Advent season was this beautiful revelation in Scripture that God is not only involved in bringing us hope for an eternal future, or affecting joy in an eternal future, or giving us peace someday when we leave this planet because of His love, but that He's in fact affecting those things progressively in our here and now. That in many ways, our hope isn't just that we're gonna be okay someday in eternity, but that we can expect by revelation of Scripture that we can see hope unfolding before us, bringing about the joy that we can experience in realizing the things we've hoped for, and experiencing peace because, as we talked during the Advent season, He is our Prince of Peace that certainly made peace with God, with us, so that we are not the recipients of God's wrath, but also makes peace for us in the trials and tribulations we face, in the disruptions, and makes peace with ourselves in giving us purpose to live in. And so in the heart of that devotional space that we've been walking out of through this Advent, we really wanted to bring our family to the table. Because for me personally, it has been this 10-year journey with our family in the complexities of adoption and the collision of two worlds that has produced the most tangible, visible display of God actually producing the Advent words, hope, love, joy, and peace, right here in our actual everyday lives. And we hope that for you this Sunday, as you prepare for the new year, that our little story would be a reflection to you in whatever your story might currently be. That if you're in a space that feels hopeless in your relationship dynamics, maybe your marriage or in your home with your kids or your parents, or maybe in the circumstances of life, that we would be a little voice shouting at you saying, God is at work even when it doesn't seem like it, and He is progressively bringing about hope. In the Scriptures, when we were in the middle of our Advent season, you may remember that we spent a great deal of time in Romans chapter 5, insofar as we touched on it every single week. And Romans chapter 5 verse 1 begins saying this, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God." So there is our future. But now this, remember. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. And if sitting in my living room and hearing what God has done in the lives of my children does not speak to that, I don't know what ever will. It certainly speaks to that to Brooke and I and to our hearts. And so we are hopeful that you, this Sunday, are encouraged by God's story in and through us. And we hope that gives you the endurance, the perseverance, that builds character, that leads to hope in whatever circumstances you may find yourselves in this particular new year as you enter into it.
So again, we're just so thankful that you are here and are joining us. And really, our heart is that you would be encouraged no matter what you're going through, that our story and our journey through the hard and the beautiful, and we just encourage you and give you hope in your story, whatever God's doing in your life right now. So I would just love to close us in prayer and pray for all of you now. Heavenly Father, you are a good, good Father. And I just pray now for each and every person who is watching this video, that you would just infuse them with hope. Mm. Hope that you are a God who is at work, even when they can't see it. Mm. That you would fill their hearts with joy. Joy not because of the circumstances, which are great to be, it's wonderful when we can have joy over our circumstances, but the joy would be in you, God. Mm. That you tell us that in your presence there is fullness of joy. So I pray that over these days of this Christmas season and into the new year, that they would experience joy in your presence, God. That you would fill them with peace. Thank you that you call yourself the Prince of Peace. God, may they know your peace that is far better and far more stable and far more sure than this world can offer. The peace of knowing that you will never leave them or forsake them, that you are with them, that you will finish every work that you have started. So God, as we enter this new year, may we do so just with our eyes and our hearts and our minds fixed on you. We love you, we worship you, and we just say we trust you in whatever you're doing in our stories right now. And we pray all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and may this year be a year full of God's hope right here in the here and now for you.